Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Good evening. Welcome. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO. My name is Greg Davey, adjusting the mic as we speak because I just got handed two pairs of statistics for our teams that are going to do battle tonight. The Unadilla Valley Storm against the Sydney Warriors, back at Sydney 24 hours later, after a JV game that was won by the UV Junior Storm 65-56. Looked like a pretty good game at that. And hopefully that sets the tone for what's coming ahead, because Sydney, probably the inside favorite to win the league this year in the MAC, although they are not the clear-cut favorites. They appear on paper to be in that situation. A team that could certainly knock them off, the Unadilla Valley Storm, coming in tonight. And their record is 4-4, but they are 3-0 in the league. Sydney is 6-1, and they're also 3-0 in the league. We'll talk more about that as we get going for tonight's game, which on a Saturday night is a big-time rarity here at WCDL, but we're certainly glad to be part of the coverage with you. And we start each and every game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDL, and it's brought to you, of course, by Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. That they've got all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and the expert service department you hear so much about. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach Matt Osborne and the Unadilla Valley Storm, Coach Mike Brzee and his Sydney Warriors, and also the fans of both teams, the best in tonight's ballgame. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports, with rights granted to us by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And for those of you listening locally, remind anybody that's not within the listening area, let's say a 40 to 50 mile general radius, that they can log in to WCDOsports.com and catch this game live on streaming audio. We had about two dozen folks logging in last night and listening to the girls' game, Unadilla Valley beating Sydney in that one, and so we hope that we get at least that many tonight on a Saturday night. It's a great source of entertainment, if you know, especially if you know the kids, if you're related but can't make it to the game. It's the perfect solution for catching up with local high school sports and any friends or loved ones that happen to be playing in this game tonight. So we're going to take a look at both teams. Now that I have statistics, I am armed and ready and eager to get this game going and to set the tone. We'll see what we got stat-wise, and of course we'll be ready for this game. Of course, we got people right walking in front of us, but that's part of the pregame stuff here. Tim, watch out, man. So, and I happen to don't know a lot of them anyway. All right, we'll be back to take a look at Unadilla Valley and Sydney, both very good teams, very well coached. So we'll see what they can do and what's made them tick this year, live on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Ooh, no. Very green.
The simple joy of big news. I participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa.
Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
All right, welcome back. Chambers and O'Hare tip-off show. I'm getting text messages. I'm getting word that one of our logins tonight at this point, all the way from the western edge of Florida, just below Orlando in a town called Oldsmar, Florida. It's over on the Gulf of Mexico side. So we welcome those people that are listening there, and we welcome anybody else that would like to log on to WCDOsports.com. It has become something, a source of pride at WCDO, without a doubt, and I know it went that way through football, and hopefully it continues on through basketball, especially if some of these teams go on deep into the postseason. And I know, for example, when Sydney won the States in 2007, as recently as 2007 or even 98, let's make it 2007, makes more sense, internet-wise, there would have been a ton of people listening, logging in that way. And hopefully this year, I can't predict anybody's going to the States, although Sydney boys, possibly Utatigo boys, Harpersville girls maybe have a chance to do that. Have a legitimate chance to do that. So if that does happen, I certainly am glad to be a part of it, and that would enable more people out there, so to speak, to be part of it. But one of the teams standing in the way of these Sydney Warriors, as I said, also undefeated in the MAC, the Unadilla Valley Storm, coached by Matt Osborne. He's a graduate of Gilbertsville on Upton, and I remember doing a couple of Milford versus GMU championships games at Hartwick College, and Matt Osborne was the point guard for the GMU Raiders when they had just started their merge with Gilbertsville and Mount Upton. So he's basketball savvy. He's got a lot on the ball. He puts a lot of pride in the fundamentals. I think we'll see a mix of defenses, though I don't know for sure what he's been running this year. I watched one of his games last year when it was versus Unitigo. Didn't do the game on the radio, but I was very impressed because Unitigo was heavily favored, but UV stuck around until about midway through the fourth quarter before the Spartans pulled away, as they were expected to do anyway, but UV stayed in there as long as they could. The name that everybody's familiar with Unadilla Valley from the player standpoint is senior Justin Hofer, and he is averaging 15 points a game. He's also can dish it out. He's got over 2 assists per game. He's also got 5 rebounds per contest, shooting 88% from the free throw line for the season, 14 for 60, and I'm sure the coach would love to get him to the line more, because that's only 2 times a game. So in other words, if you look at it, you're fouled 1 time for 2 shots, and basically 2 for 2 each time. So they want to capitalize on that. I don't have cumulative stats for the UV varsity boys, however. I do just individual, so I was not able to total them up because I just got handed this information, and I honestly don't know the other starters, but based on the statistics, I can probably tell you that David Dufresne, who is a freshman, is also a starter. He's averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per game. So he's going to be in the mix, looking for other rebounding guys. Nobody else has more than 3, and those 3 are Nate Shackleton and Nick White, and the other one is Bryant Maynard. So those guys probably will figure into this mix. As far as points-wise, Shackleton's averaging 6 points a game, 4 points for White, 4 points for Maydard, and I am rounding here. And the other one in, I'm seeing the name Mackey, Nate Mackey. So we've got a Nick White, a Nate Mackey, a Nate Shackleton. Got a lot of N first names here. All right, we're going to have to get used to that because I've not seen these guys play in a while. So Unadilla Valley again, coming in with a 3-0 mark. They're 4-4, however, in overall season play, but they have also played some pretty tough teams outside of the MAC. So they are, I believe they played, they may have played Oneonta in the Unadilla Valley Christmas tournament. I'm not sure on that. I don't have a game by game. On the Sydney side, again, this is my first time covering the Sydney boys this year. I know that we'll be covering them a lot more. We'll have the Sydney Unitego game. We'll have the Sydney Bainbridge Guilford game, guaranteed, later on this season. Those are going to be two very, very crucial games. In fact, I just saw Unitego coach Jim Knight cruise on through here for, no doubt, some scouting purposes. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about Sydney as we prepare for tonight's big marquee matchup between the Unadilla Valley Storm and the Sydney Warriors. It's more boys MAC basketball on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
The more we know you and your financial goals, the more easily we can help you achieve them. Talk to us. Come on in and find out why so many of your neighbors use us for all their financial needs. Come by and see how easy it is to become an owner of your own financial institution. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Yes, I called them like this. Yeah.
at a time? Oh, okay. We back? I guess we're back. All right, I was just... Caitlin Jackson's going to do it. Yeah, yes, I did. Okay. Oh, we're back. Hey, we're discussing who's going to sing the national anthem tonight live on the air. This is great. All right, then you're going to help me with the microphone. My daughter, Bryn, is going to help with the microphone, getting it to Caitlin and then to Mr. Vibbard to do the starting lineup and then back to me. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Then she'll get it first. Caitlin will get it first. Okay, Caitlin Jackson is going to sing our national anthem. This is all about strategy. Caitlin Jackson. Yeah. Okay. Now that we got that straight, ladies and gentlemen, but the anthem is so crucial to our opening number here, and it will be our opening number. All right. From the Sydney Warriors standpoint, they are 6-1, as I said, and 3-0 in the league. Their wins have come in the league over Walton, their only home game to this point. They also won at Hancock, and they won at Green. And all of those games rather handily, except Green, because the fact that they got off to a very slow start. And they never seem to have the same leading score two games in a row, and I say that looking too quickly at these numbers because Billy Kozak has emerged as their leading scorer, but he's not always the leading scorer. Statistically, he is at 16.7, but there's two others in double figures, namely Brandon Walters and Mike Cruz. Joe Matzell has been high scorer, as high as 18 points. He's averaging 6.7. Hunter Sowersby has 7 points game average, and Nick Mino off the bench at 6. So they're, relatively speaking, a pretty high-powered offense in this day and age where you don't see a lot of high scoring as you're used to. Strangely, with a three-pointer, the scoring is lower than it was 30, 40 years ago. But then again, I always like to live in the past anyway. I was part of a Sydney team in 1975-76 that averaged 90 points a game and hit over 100 three times against pretty decent opponents, and that's with no three-pointer. So that's where I'm coming from. Now, back to the fact that we're on WCDOSports.com. We've got people checking in from, I talked about Hunter Sowersby a moment ago. He's got fans checking in for us from Tampa, Florida. We also have somebody logged in from St. Louis, Missouri. So you just keep them coming, man. Just keep them coming. You don't have to log in like that, but it's nice when you do because I'm keeping a log here as I go in each. I keep the old-fashioned scorebook. I don't do it. Chris Capello used to do it on a laptop, and he had tremendous skills that way. I'm still old school. I'm still scorebook. And I'm writing down in the little margins where people are checking in from. So I want to, it's a nice scrapbook for me as far as memories go. So as far as other statistical parts of the games for Sydney, what do we got? Oh, we're less than a minute to go here. Rebounding leader is Brandon Walters at 7.0. Now, he came up as a sophomore and was a point guard. Now he's leading the team in rebounding. Joe Matzell at 6.3 is next. Blocks, 1.7 for Matzell. He's about the only one registering anything. Steals is Sowersby at 2.7. He's really flourished as a senior. And also assists would be Sowersby at 4.7 and Billy Kozak at 4.3. And Matzell, for a big guy, with 3.3 assists. Shooting from the free throw line, not too bad at 67%. I've said it often, the guys want to get it 70%. Or better. Very shortly, we're going to be having our national anthem sung live by Miss Caitlin Jackson, known to many people around the area. Her dad's the JV coach at Unadilla Valley, so it's different that somebody coming in. She's going to hold both microphones. You just got to make it sure she gets it and then he gets it. All right? So I'm not sure if Mr. Vibbard is going to be reading the sportsmanship or what. I think so. We're going to stay on here anyway. We'll make this happen. Make sure that's turned on. Make sure that's turned on. Okay. All right. All right, so everybody's lined up, and oh, goodness. Organization, that's what it's all about here. There's no need for the... for the DVD, or for the CD this time, like last night, which started late. So as long as they're, I guess they're just waiting for the sound. So, yep, they've got it. All right, so we shortly will have the national anthem sung live. This is what live radio is all about, whether it's over the internet or the good old tubes. Sydney will be in their home white with maroon, Unadilla Valley in black with purple. All right, so now we get it going here with Caitlin Jackson singing our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
All right, now we'll give the mic over to, thank you, Caitlin. Give it to Mr. Kyle Vibbert, who's going to announce our starting lineup, so everybody's got their cords in the right spot.
She goes into the valley.
Here we go. Well, Mr. Frere's getting on the radio here for nothing.
And now the starting lineups for tonight's contest. First for the Storm from Unadilla Valley, a senior, number 3, Nate Mackey. A senior, number 5, Kurt Haycook. A senior, number 11, Justin Hoffer. A freshman, number 15, David Dufrance. A junior, number 23, Nate Shackleton. And the head coach of the Unadilla Valley Storm is Mr. Matt Osborne. And now the starting lineup for your Sydney Warriors. A 6'1 senior, number 23, Mike Cruz. A 5'6 junior, number 21, Bill Kozak. A 6'3 senior, number 44, Joe Metzel. A 5'9 senior, number 5, Hunter Sowersby. And a 5'10 senior, number 22, Brandon Walters. And the head coach for the Sydney Warriors is Mr. Mike Brzee.
All right, we got that. We got that good. Yep, turn that off. Let Mr. Ferrer know he got some free time on the radio there. All right. And thank you to my daughter Bryn for handing the microphone back and forth. All right, so as I said, Sydney in their home white with maroon piping and big warrior heads down on the shorts that are always too long. The Sydney opponents, Unadilla Valley, with their Storm across the chest with blue, with it's mostly black with the purple numbers, white accents, and we are with a decent crowd tonight, I must say, so happy to see that. Hopefully we got a lot of energy. JV game won by the Storm, 65-56, UV controls the tap. Sydney will start out in traditional Sydney Warrior style, a.k.a. man-to-man defense, and a pass to the wing is knocked out of bounds. Looks like Hunter Sowersby will be taking Justin Hofer, and that's going to be the key matchup defensively for Sydney tonight. Pass, one-hander that's picked off by Matzel in the lane. Here comes Kozak in transition. He's on the left side, looking in the corner. Sowersby now cuts back around, comes around, and it's at the top of the key. He'll take for three. It's off to the left side, and a nice box out and rebound by David Dufresne. So up the court comes number 23, Nate Shackleton, who plays the point guard, at least in this possession. Hofer gives off, and a hard drive on the left side by Kurt Haycook. And a ball that looks to have been deflected out of bounds, possibly shot blocked. No score yet, 45 seconds into it. Nice lofting pass to Dufresne. Cruz mixed it up on that and knocked the ball free. But coming from behind, Shackleton with a nice steal. And now he'll take over as the point on another turnover. Both teams turnover laden to start things off. And the first minute is in the books with no score. Nice one motion pass and shot. The catch by Dufresne, the turnaround shot, all up in the air. Came off the rim and then went out of bounds. So we are in fast motion tonight to start out with, but no points to speak of. Walters wide open on the three-point area, but it'll take a couple of dribbles to get closer. Defense seals him off. To Kozak it goes. Now the ball in the hands of Hunter Sowersby, driving in, tries to get off to Cruz. The ball is deflected by Hofer. In transition, he finds his teammate number three, Nate Mackey. Mackey can't hit the shot, but he is fouled in the act. And the foul will go on Bill Kozak. So Mackey at the line to shoot. Missing the first one. Still looking for the first points. Mackey on the season, 10 for 19. Now he's 10 for 20. And makes the second one, make it 11 for 21. Keeping it over 50%. All right, so up the left side comes Bill Kozak. Around the screen comes Hunter Sowersby. He goes to the right side, crossover, now inside for Matzel. Nice pickoff by Dufresne. He's going full speed toward the hoop. The spin move, no good. And the rebound with Walters. A couple of missed layups by Dufresne, but other than that, he is extremely athletic. Here comes Sowersby. Missed the chance for a pass inside to Cruz. There's a knock away by Haycook. He's going to try to finish. Oh, stripped by Walters, who is called for the foul. Let's make sure that Haycook is okay. I didn't see anything flagrant, but Haycook went flying. Walters appeared to have a good block, but beyond the block, there might have been some body contact. So Haycook is at the line with Walters picking up his first foul. Shot is no good. And Haycook shooting with the left hand, makes the second one. So a 1-1 makes for 2. 2-0 Unadilla Valley Storm. Sidney still looking for their first points. Matzel comes way out to get the ball over to Walters. He looked at the three again but did not take it. Now Kozak will on the left side, and that's short. Dufresne leaping high in the air over Matzel to get the rebound. Coming in, Shackleton missed it. Dufresne coming in from behind trying to tap it. The ball's ricocheted all over the place. Now it's Kozak. And a tap and a knock away by Shackleton. Quick hands on both ends of the floor here. This could, I was thinking it might be an offensive battle. This could be more like a defensive battle, but an exciting one. 5:28 to go. Sidney still looking for their first points. Kozak spots up with the jumper, but it's short. Rebound by Hofer. Hofer crossing over right, left to right, and he spots up for a jumper. It's short. Dufresne with a rebound. Out to Shackleton for the three, and it's off the rim. Leaping up is Hofer, going for the putback, and Hunter Sowersby hacking him in the act of shooting. So it's three fouls on Sidney, with Unadilla Valley, no doubt, forcing the offensive action. Hofer, an excellent free throw shooter, but he misses the first one short. He's 14 for 16, 88%. Second shot is good, so all three UV players have missed the first one and made the second one. It's good enough for a 3-0 lead. Sidney has not found the nets yet. We're 3 minutes into the game now. 5 minutes left in the first quarter, 3-0 UV Storm. Sowersby, a little sloppy pass from Walters. Sowersby recovers inside to Cruz, lost it low, got it back, goes up a second time. Might be called for, I was thinking travel because he went up twice. But it's a possession arrow, and because the Storm won the opening tap with Dufresne out jumping Matzel, this will be the first one since then. Sidney's ball, they'll set it up underneath. Good defense by the Storm, so it's an outlet pass way out there for Brandon Walters. 10 on the shot clock. Kozak to Sowersby, right side for Walters for three. Would have tied it up, no good. Matzel had the rebound, lost it. Quick outlet, here comes Shackleton. And there was no break there, so he sets up the offense. High post. to Haycook. Coming back around to Shackleton. Now it's Haycook driving in against a double team. Lost control of the ball. Was it blocked? Referees say no, it's Sydney's ball with 4:21 to go. Storm still throwing the shutout on defense. A little full court pressure here, one-on-one with Shackleton taking Billy Kozak. Kozak comes up the left side after half court. He crosses to the right. Sowersby on the right wing. Looking low, doesn't see anything. Cutting out is Walters. Fakes the three, goes in, he's at the elbow, bounce pass to Sowersby driving down the right side. He gets sealed off. Walters for three to tie it up, and he does! Brandon Walters scores the three-pointer. Sydney finally off the schneid, as it were. 3:55 marked down there for the first points for Sydney, and we are tied at three, our first tie of the ball game. Hofer spots up for three, but hits too hard on the shot. Sowersby times it for the rebound that comes way out to the foul line. Pass to the right for Kozak. He's in the corner for three. No. Cruz with an offensive board. Fakes, goes up, scores it. Mike Cruz with a big offensive board and put back for two. So suddenly we have our first lead change from the first tie in the last 20 seconds of play. 3:16 to go, first quarter, 5-3 Sydney. Driving in Hofer. He's all alone. Finger roll over the rim. Justin Hofer gets his first field goal. We're tied for the second time at five. Driving hard as Kozak slips the pass off to Matzo. The ball got blocked. Recovery by Nate Mackey. Up comes Nate Shackleton, controlling things for the Storm. To the left for Dufresne, who shoots for three, and he hits the shot. Well, Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside, all in one. 8-5, first three-pointer of the game for UV Storm. We've regained the lead. Walters coming around the screen to find Kozak. Now it's Sowersby all alone from the left side for three. Missed it. Cruz against guys for the ball. Gets it. Rebound. Puts it back up. Misses it. Sowersby gets the loose ball. He can't score it. The ball headed out of bounds. It'll be UV's ball with 2:22 left in the first quarter. 8-5. Unadilla Valley on top. Now Walters will pick up Shackleton before half court. To the right wing to Mackey. Now Dufresne, guarded by Cruz. Cross-court pass, a little dangerous there for Mackey, but he gets it. Driving in on Kozak, goes a little baseline. Nice runner there on the baseline for Nate Mackey, his first field goal. Four players for UV have scored. Kozak drives the baseline, kicks it out to Walters. He doesn't have a shot, backs it out, goes back down in against Hofer. Now it's in the corner. Cruz looking, finds Walters. 18 on the shot clock. They'll reset the offense. Kozak on the left side. Spots up for three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound Hofer, and he's got the ball. Long pass up ahead for Haycook. He ran out of room, had to try to save it, but there was Mike Cruz ready to catch it off his leg. Sowersby bounce pass to Matzel off the glass. No good. Well defended by UV on that play. Here comes Dufresne in transition. 3-on-2. The layup is no good by Shackleton. Dufresne puts it back up. Just rolls off the rim. But David Dufresne will get two shots at the line. Foul on Sydney's Joe Matzel. The only one I see on either side over 6'2". At about 6'4". With 1:18 left. A 10-5 lead for the Storm. And Dufresne bucks the trend by making the first free throw. And our first substitution, Mike Cruz comes out of the game, replaced by Mike Ward. Cruz with a couple of offensive rebounds to his credit. Dufresne at the line, misses the second one. Matzel with a rebound for Sydney, and the outlet goes to Kozak with a minute 15 to play. Sydney trailing by six. Kozak on the right wing. Bounce pass to Walters, back to Kozak. Second thoughts on shooting a three-pointer. Here comes Walters driving in. The bounce pass picked off by Hofer, but regained by Mike Ward, who just came in the ballgame. 14 on the shot clock for the Warriors. Matzel guarded by Dufresne outside of the arc. Kozak with 7 on the shot clock fires it up, and he's off the back of the rim. Hits the wire. It's not even a wire up there. It's like a ribbon. And that's a sure sign of an out-of-bounds. So Shackleton comes out for UV, their first substitution. is number 12, Nick White, a junior. We have no heights for UV, but nobody's really that tall. Here comes Dufresne cutting around the key from behind, blocked partially by Matzel. Inside shot on the putback by Nick White, who has just come into the ball game. He missed the first time, got it again. He is fouled by Brandon Walters, who has now picked up his second foul. With 31 seconds to go, number 12, Nick White, shoots and scores on his first one. Five different players for UV have gone to the free throw line. 12-5. 13-5. He makes both. So an 8-point edge for Unadilla Valley. Sydney possibly playing for the final possession. 26 seconds to go. Kozak, Austin McCarroll has come into the ball game for Sydney. Number 33. He's a senior. Justin Hofer takes him. McCarroll looks to the left. There's Mike Ward at the foul line to Kozak. Fakes the three. Nice backdoor to Sowersby. Missed the layup, but Sowersby, presence of mind to stay with it, followed his shot and kept it. Now Kozak for three at the buzzer. That'll just miss. So the Storm have shocked the Warriors in the first quarter and going out to a 13-5 lead. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, WCDO. Greg Davey, perfect timing from Joe Gardner, engineer for us, to see Unadilla Valley with the possession to start the second quarter. And boy, have they outplayed the Warriors at every step of the game, leading 13-5. There's a travel by David Dufresne, the only real turnover of that style to start the ball game. 6-for-10 free throw shooting for Unadilla Valley. Sydney has not gone to the line yet, but Storm definitely taking it to the Warriors early on. Billy Kozak to Hunter Sowersby, moving to the right side, picked up by Nate Mackey defensively. UV staying with a very stingy, deny-oriented man-to-man defense. McCarroll stops at the elbow, left side for Kozak. This one will not go as well. Kozak, 0 for the night on three-pointers. Nice pass from Nick White to Kurt Haycook. Haycook's first field goal. He's got 3 points. A nice sharing of the wealth for Unadilla Valley, and Coach Matt Osborne's got to be extremely pleased right now at the way his team has gotten off to the start like this. Kozak. Double team now. He needs some help. Goes back to Mike Ward. A little lazy pass. Ward, though, hustling to get it back. Diving on the floor. And the whistle never blew, but it's going to go back to Sydney. Good hustle by Justin Hofer. Now, Nate Shackleton's come back in the game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I thought there were 6 guys for UV. Let's see. Yep, they reset the shot clock at 35. 15-5, largest lead of the ball game. Here for UV at 10. Just underway in the second quarter. McCarroll. Couple of dribbles off to Sowersby. Wow, nice pass down low. Seals off with Matzel, and he can't get it to go. Second shot, no good. UV stays with it. Blocks out, but the outlet pass goes to the, into the stands. Nice pass from Sowersby into Matzel. Could not convert, and now we see Damian Zimmer. We interviewed him last night. He's into the game for the first time, and Mike Cruz has returned. Cruz replacing Matzel, and Zimmer coming in for Brandon Wall. Let's see. Hunter Sowersby. Yep, okay. Cruz, guarded by Dufresne. Now it's Zimmer. Zimmer driving hard, goes up with the left hand. It's good, and he's fouled. And instant offense. Damian Zimmer's got that swag going. Oh, my gosh. Into the game for about 12 seconds, and he's got points, and he'll go to the line for the first time for a Sydney player. And David Dufresne, who is a freshman, by the way, got to point that out. He's very athletic. And Zimmer, oh, this one in and rattles out. And a steal by Ward, and he walks his way. Oh, no, is it a retaliation foul? Okay. Ward stumbled back. I thought there was going to be a travel call, but apparently Dufresne making the contact, and that's going to be two quick ones on David Dufresne, who's got 4 points to lead the Storm. One, two, three, four. Five players have scored, and the leading scorer's only got four. Zimmer picked up by Nick White. Zimmer lost his dribble and needs some help. Austin McCarroll out there at the point. Driving to the left side for Zimmer again. Sets a screen. Zimmer backs it up to the right side for Mike Ward. Mike Ward driving baseline. The spin move off the glass. Traveling is the call. Good pickup there by the official who spotted the extra step. All right, Bryant Maynard, a junior, checks in to the Storm lineup, replacing David Dufresne, who is definitely out-rebounding the Sydney team thus far. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. 15-7, Sydney trailing UV by 8. And again, driving in, Nick White can't get the layup to go. And White winds up back with it. Cruz now rips down the rebound after the second miss. Off to Bill Kozak. Kozak guarded by Shackleton. A handoff to McCarroll. Now it's Ward at the top of the key. Left side for Zimmer outside the arc. They loft it down to Mike Cruz. The fake, the move will be a stutter step. And there's a travel call to Mike Cruz. That's two in a row for Sydney big men who are trying those spin moves getting to the hoop. Now those moves probably acceptable in the AAU, because I watched the Sydney team play some very good basketball in AAU over the summer, and they attacked the basket hard. Shackleton trying a fast bounce pass that picked off in flight by Billy Kozak. So Kozak transitioning back to the offense for Sydney. Storm still in that man-to-man. Kozak to Cruz, top of the key. He's going to drive in, kicks it back out to Zimmer, open for three, short on the shot. Rebound to White. He comes driving in hard and makes the shot, but they'll wave it off on the offensive foul, and taking the brunt of that is Bill Kozak. That could be a turnaround kind of play, because boy, did Nick White have his way to the hoop, and it's either a charge or a block. And they called it a charge. They waved the basket off. Matt Osborne trying to make a case. He calls timeout so he can get his word in there. 4:40 to play in this first half. 15-7, Unadilla Valley leading Sydney. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
Hunter Sowersby misses a three-point opportunity after a long possession for Sydney. Joey Messel got the rebound over a fallen body, and then they got it back. And Zimmer dishes off to Messel for the first points for the Sydney big man. 15-9. Sydney not scoring anywhere near the clip that they normally do, averaging 68 points a game. Driving in, Hofer meets a brick wall in Joe Mantzel, and the ball is loose. Here comes Zimmer driving in the paint and can't hit the shot. It was a little bit awkward on it. But again, he's coming off that broken femur. But he doesn't know any other way but 100%, no question about it. Zimmer's got calls for the ball on the right side. Coming out from that is Ward at the top of the key. Picked up there by Maynard. And Mantzel misses, or I should say, too many M's. Mike Ward drove the lane, missed it short. Mantzel got the offensive board and then missed the shot as well. It was off of Bryant Maynard. So the inbounds for Sydney. Zimmer. He was loose for a little bit. McCarroll for three, and it's good! Austin McCarroll. They gave him all kinds of room, and they've been giving him all kinds of room, and he was a little trepidation there to shoot it, but this time he shot it, and it was good. 15-12, Sowersby harassing the pass from Nate Shackleton and swatting it back into the Sydney set of chairs, figuratively known as the bench. 3:12 to play in the first half. 15-12. Sydney on a little 5-point run right now. So the Storm. Actually, they were leading 15-5, weren't they? So it's a 7-point run for Sydney. New player into the ball game. I'll get that name in just a second. I'm watching the ball. If you look down, you'll miss a lot of action. Bryant Maynard misses on a hard drive to the hoop. Number 13 is Jared Hanselmeyer. He's the new player in the ball game. Number 13, and he is a junior. So 26 on the shot clock, 2:35 in the first half. Second quarter action here, 15-12 Sydney. A chance to tie or trail by one, depending on the shot. Hunter Sowersby dribbles to the left, comes back to the right. Now he drives in, sees a little seam, and he scores the basket. Hunter Sowersby's first points. Coming in averaging 7 points a game. There's a mix-up and a turnover that gets the ball back to Sydney. Zimmer has a double team, goes out to Sowersby, and the wild pass picked off by Shackleton. Driving in on Ward, scores it. And he's fouled. This time it's the block. Last time was the charge. This time the block called on Michael Ward. Sixth team foul on Sydney. And Nate Shackleton's first basket, so he becomes the sixth player for U of E to score. Kozak had come out for Sowersby. Now he's back in, and Austin McCarroll comes out after some quality minutes. Nick White comes out. He came off the bench to do some good things, and he's back. It looks like Nate Mackey's back in the ballgame. Kind of trying to keep track of all these UV players. And the three-point play is complete. So, 18-14. UV back up by four. Low-scoring game. Less than 2 minutes to go in the first half. We'll try to recap last night's ball games for boys and girls locally that played. Kozak driving in. He's got a finger roll, but this one a little hard, but off the backboard of all places. Sydney now also with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players scoring. They have had many games this year where 10 or 11 players have scored. They have 14 on their roster. But usually that means they've won by a large margin. There's Hofer around the screen. Classic jump shot and 2 points for Hofer. He's got 5 that leads the team. 20-16. So now we're getting a little bit more into the offensive flow. Sowersby had a wide open shot, chose not to take it. They want a better possession, better look. Zimmer is back out there. Starts in, comes back. Kozak left wing. Ward posting up low. But it's Kozak with a hanging jumper for two. Kozak hitting back-to-back shots. So instead of the three, he's going in and taking the two. 20-18. Under a minute to play. Very fast-moving game. Shackleton to the left side for Nate Mackey. Now a shot by the lefty. Hey, Cook missed it. A rebound by Mackey. That shot was blocked by Mantzel. Here comes Sowersby. And a steal on the pass. Shackleton can lay it in, and he does. Shackleton on a 5-point spree. 22-18. Storm by four with 26 seconds to go. And looks like a timeout asked for by Coach Mike Brzee. And Nick Mino, number two for Sydney, a sophomore, is going to be coming into the game for the final 22 seconds. We'll stay right here to remind you that coming up in just a few minutes, the Maravito Halftime Report. Fill you in on the games from last night, not just our game, but the other ones involving, let's see, Afton, BG, Harpersville. Harpersville and Delahaye played their quadruple header. Afton and Green was a single girls game. BG and Hancock was a double header boys girls, or quadruple header when you put the JVs into it. A quadruple header for Sydney and Afton on Tuesday night. We'll cover the girls game as a coaches versus cancer night takes place. We'll tell you more about that as well. 23 seconds on the game clock. Mino just into the ball game for Sydney. Gets it to Bill Kozak, who slowly comes up the left side. Around the screen comes Mino. Mino to the right. Gives up his dribble. Needs some help. Goes to Matzel in a tight jam over there. Now it's Zimmer with 7 seconds on the game clock. Sets up for a screen. Zimmer driving hard. Goes up off the glass and is fouled. Well, Zimmer's going to take it to the basket and make the action. And the foul called on Haycook. And so Damian Zimmer will be at the line to shoot a pair. He missed on his only other opportunity, and he's the only one that's shot at the free throw line so far for Sydney. That's been the difference in the game. UV is 7-for-11. Zimmer misses the second shot. 22-18, no shot worth mentioning at the buzzer. 22-18 is the score. Unadilla Valley trying to pull off the mild upset here in Sydney, and so far they've got a 4-point lead. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. It's all coming up on your local sports leader, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey at Sydney High School. The calm in between the storm, if you will. I just thought of that. It's Unadilla Valley leading the Sydney Warrior boys 22-18. It's a game that sounds low-scoring and uneventful, but it is anything but. Our halftime show on WCDO, brought to you by Maravito Energy Products, celebrating their 85 years in business and delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. You're going to have to wait for my next break to say hi to me. Yes, I do, Lillian. How are you? Okay. All right. It's funny. Unadilla Valley comes down, and I know a whole bunch of people that are sitting there in the stands. So it's always nice. You never burn your bridges. You always keep your friends, if you can. All right. Well, sharing the wealth is what it's all about for both teams as far as the collective scoring goes. Unadilla Valley came out and impressed me right away because they took it to Sydney both defensively from their intensity level, and that they're very unselfish when it comes to getting the ball into the hands of the person that's open. And their transition game has been very good, with the exception of finishing off on the laps. That has left a little to be desired. But they are turning defense into offense so very quickly, but so is Sydney. And six players have scored for UV, seven players have scored for Sydney. Nobody has more than 5 points. And this is a 22-18 game. That's how crazy this game has gotten, in a good way. We were tied at 3 and at 5, and then UV went on a 10-0 run that spanned the first and second quarters. Then Sydney kind of woke up offensively, made some changes as far as the personnel on the floor. They brought in Damian Zimmer, who instantly scored. He's always been the glue and the go-to guy in last year anyway, but this year, of course, with that injury, he has had limited time, but he made his impact known right away. Hunter Sowersby made a nice steal in the basket. Bill Kozak, who has been 0 for the night in three-point shots, figured out maybe if he comes in and shoots inside the arc, he's got a chance. He made two in a row. Austin McCarroll, meanwhile, who's known more for his hustle and sort of that X factor of not necessarily scoring but doing rebounding and doing the other things, he's the one that hit the three-pointer. He and Brandon Walters each have a three-pointer. So for Sydney, it's Kozak with four, Walters and McCarroll each hitting a three. Mike Cruz has a basket. Joe Matzell has a basket. So the inside for Sydney, not doing what they are supposed to be doing that way. Hunter Sowersby has a basket, and Damian Zimmer has a basket. He is 0 for 3 from the line. That is it from the charity stripe for Mike Brzee's Sydney Warriors. For Matt Osborne's Unadilla Valley Storm, just the opposite. They're 7 for 11 from the foul line. They've only made the 1 3-pointer. That was David Dufresne, the freshman, who's been jumping out of the gym tonight. He's got 4 points. Justin Hofer, their leading scorer, has 5. So does Nate Shackleton, who hit a 3-point play in the second quarter. 3 points each for Nate Mackey, Kurt Haycook, 2 points for Nick White, and I think I've got everybody now. So for UV, 6 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, 7 for 11 from the line, and 22 points. For Sydney, 18 points on 6 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 0 for 3 from the line. 3 minutes to go till the second half, so quickly. Wins last night for Harpersville. They swept Delhi, the boys winning 69-39 behind the Mason Dean's 23 points. The girls were led by the usual two high scorers. Miranda Drummond had 26, Savannah Murray with 21, including all of her team's three-pointers in a 71-29 win over Delhi. Afton girls lost to Green 47-33. They kept it close in the first half, and then Green outscored Afton 13-6 in the third quarter, and they won it by 14. Peyton Cutting with 8, and Ashley Rogalski hitting 2 3-pointers and having 8 points, led
the Crimson Knights. BG girls only scored 26 points, but guess what? It was 7 points better than Hancock, 26-19. BG had Abby Smith with 7 points. Morgan Bullis led the way with 12, and there was a combined, I think, 4 other points to make the point. So 19-4. No, a couple of other people. Betsy Holden had 3, and Taylor Palmateer had 4. So only 4 players scored 26 points, enough again for the BG win. They're now 2-2 in the league. BG boys struggled to beat a winless Hancock team by 10, 57-47. 24 rebounds for Austin Bowerly. And he and Corbin Palmer led the way points-wise for the BG Bobcats. So, of course, UV girls beat Sydney yesterday 57-31. Behind Amanda Off's 17 points, the corrected number. I had 16 last night. She added a free throw that I didn't see. I had given to somebody else, 17 points for her. Sydney was led, actually the game's high scorer was Kelsey Decker with 18, and the most impressive showing from the line of anybody on the night, 8-9. We'll take a break and come back for our second half between the Unadilla Valley Storm and the Sydney Warriors. UV boys leading right now 22-18. Plenty of MAC coaches in the stands tonight doing their scouting. And we'll have a great second half, I hope. And it's live both on WCDOsports.com and FM 101 AM 1490 WCDO. We'll be right back.
We're specialists in you. Robert Zyke and Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
You do a lot inside our offices each day. You deposit savings. You add to your Christmas account. You take out loans, cash checks, and plan your financing with our help. Sometimes you just stop in to say hello. Around here, it's like a community within the community. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, UV has gotten back onto the court before Sydney, so we got a couple of seconds here. Our halftime show always brought to you by Maravito Energy Products, 85 years of delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service at 563-HEAT. UV will start Nate Mackey, David Dufresne, Kurt Haycook, Justin Hofer, and Nate Shackleton, same starters. For Sydney, they also go with their four of their starters back in there with Mike Ward replacing Mike Cruz. And a shot inside off a fixed play. Matzel missed the layup inside. Kozak tries to follow up, can't hit it. Ward with a good hustle for the rebound. So Sydney lost the chance right away to get within two. Matzel missing the layup inside off a double screen. Kozak guarded by Dufresne on the exchange. Now it's back to Kozak faking the shot. Zimmer is in there as well. So make that three of the five starters are in there. Zimmer from the foul line. It's up and good. Damian Zimmer sparking the Sydney Warriors to start the second half. 22-20. So to clarify, it's Kozak, Sowersby, Zimmer, Ward, and Matzel. Definitely a different look for Mike Brzee's team to start the second half, and maybe that's what he's trying to accomplish. Different look, different results. Dufresne, the freshman, drives in, now kicks it off to Shackleton, misses the shot. Dufresne bats it in the air, but it's Kozak who recovers to Sowersby, committing too much to the baseline. His pass back goes into the hands of Dufresne, who didn't necessarily make the steal, but he gets credit for it because he got the bounce pass from Sowersby. Driving in hard is number 5, Kurt Haycook, and I hesitate because, first of all, it was a great drive to the hoop against a tough defense. Second of all, 5-3, and these uniforms look very similar. So I apologize. It is Matzel with a pass to Ward, a leaner that was not well thought out. But still, Sydney's Matzel tips the miss into the hands of Hunter Sowersby, and then passes to Bill Kozak, who's on the right side. Matzel comes out, guarded by Dufresne, gives off to Sowersby. Matzel around a screen, and there's Matzel with a back door. Give and go, it's there. This time, Matzel converts. He's got 4 points. Good play by
Sowersby and Kozak. 24-22 is the score. Last tie was at 5 points. Oh, there's a steal by Zimmer. Can he beat the defense to the basket? He did, but missed the shot. Sowersby trailing on the play. Johnny on the spot, if you will. 4 points for him as he makes the offensive rebound and tied for the third time of the ball game at 24. This is after the 5-5 tie. UV went on a 10-0 run, so Sydney has worked their way back inch by inch. They tie it at 24. There's another steal. This time Sowersby goes to Zimmer on the left side. Zimmer's shot rolls off the rim, but he is fouled. And Zimmer and Sowersby certainly leading the charge coming back in the second half. The foul will be called on Kurt Haycook, who's picked up his second foul. UV stayed out of foul trouble for the most part in the first half. Dufresne got two in a row. And the first shot for Zimmer. He's found the mark. And Nate Mackey will come out of the UV lineup. Super sub Nick White going in. I call him super sub because he's done so much for this team. And Sydney has now taken the lead. As Zimmer makes the second one, he's got a team-high 6 points. There's another steal, this time Kozak to Sowersby. Oh, rejected by Hofer. Into the mats on the far side. My goodness. And a short timeout asked for by Coach Matt Osborne. Gives me a chance with 5:06 to play to talk a little bit more about Tuesday night. So anyway, the Coaches versus Cancer Sydney and Afton quadruple header will start with JV's boys and girls taking the two courts in Afton at 4:30. At the conclusion of the JV boys game, I believe, on the main court at Afton will be Sydney and Afton girls varsity at 6 o'clock. We should be on the air about, I would say we'll be on the air with the Chambers and Hare tip-off show at 6. I'll cover that game live, and then they'll have their Coaches versus Cancer fundraisers before the boys take the court. We'll not be doing that game, but there will be a half-court shot. There's going to be giveaways. You can buy badges. It's all about the fundraising for Coaches versus Cancer, and we hope that you're down there in Afton. Or if you can't be, just tune in or log on. All right, so coming out of the timeout, Sydney's pass, Hunter Sowersby, got knocked away by Hofer. He's had two good defensive plays in a row. But Sydney now has a two-point lead at 26-24 and the basketball. Storm now looking more like a 2-3 zone. Sowersby, one bounce to Matzel. Kicks it back to the right side, which is manned by Bill Kozak. Zimmer, no-look pass over to Kozak. Back to Zimmer. They're taking their time around the perimeter. Down low for Matzel. Matzel in the corner. Back to an open Zimmer. Again, no-look pass. And another rejection. Kozak's three-pointer sent into the Sydney stands. And what does Billy Kozak do when he gets that shot rejected? He pats Justin Hofer on the backside saying, nice play. Sydney does get the ball back. Two on the shot clock. Sowersby for three at the shot clock buzzer. Missed it. The ball kept alive. A touch last by I was just going to say touch last by Mike Warden. I think UV fans agree with what I was going to say. The referee saw the other way, and Sydney gets the inbounds pass to Mike Warden, who will take advantage of that call and score his first basket. My goodness, I thought Ward touched it last. Nice play by Shackleton to avoid a backcourt violation. Kozak's guarding him. Sowersby going for the steal. Came up empty this time. Hofer takes advantage. Goes to Dufresne. Hard charging shot. Knocks over Ward after the play, but helps him up. Dufresne with a basket. Gives him 6 points. And it's 28-26. Sydney by two. Under 4 minutes to play in this quick-moving third quarter. Not a lot of whistles. Only one foul called. And only one timeout so far. Sowersby at the top of the key. Passing to the right wing. There's Bill Kozak. Zimmer back at the middle. They give and go to Kozak. He's in the sea of giants there. So Zimmer with a running one-hander off the front of the rim. Picked up by Shackleton. He'll bring the ball up over half court. Sydney staying in man-to-man exclusively tonight. UV's mixed up their defenses a little bit. There goes Dufresne driving in on Ward. Passes to Nick White. Nick White, nice job to catch the pass, first of all, because Dufresne was committed and was headed out of bounds, and
quickly shovel the ball back to Nick White. White with a chance now to capitalize with free throws. Makes the third one. Makes the first one, but he's 3 for 3. The strange thing here is White coming into the season 5 for 12, just 42%. So he's already made three. The foul called, by the way, on Damian Zimmer. Second shot here is no good. 3 points overall for Nick White. Brandon Walters checks into the ball game for Damian Zimmer. Walters lost his dribble, and Kozak finally helps him out for three from the right corner. No good. Rebound by White. Hofer right back to White, driving in on the right side, and he gets tripped, and there's bodies over the in the paint. That's probably going to go on Brandon Walters, and it does. That'll be his third. So 20 seconds after I say there's only been one foul called, we've had two called. White back at the line, misses. So after three makes, he's had two misses. Mike Cruz has checked in the game now for Sydney as well. So he and Matzel are the big guys. Second shot is good for Nick White, and it is now tied at 28, our fourth tie of the ball game. Time check at 3 minutes of the third quarter. Bill Kozak to Cruz to the left side. Sydney goes with their offense, and inside Kozak gives it to Matzel, who gets the shot blocked, but there's contact on the body, and that'll be Justin Hofer. Oh, nope, they're going to give it to Shackleton. Thought it was Hofer that had the block. That's only his first. So at the line is Joe Matzel, his first time at the line. Shot is up, and it was a brick. So Matzel just 4 for 7 coming into this game, which is strange because a guy at 6'4 should be getting the line a lot more than that, but he makes the second one. So he's got 5 points. Again, a very balanced attack for both sides. The high scorer tonight has 6 points. 2:44 left, third quarter, 29-28. There's a high-flying jump shot by Hofer that's short. Ball batted around two or three times. Hofer comes in, throws it back up, and guess what? It's jammed in. It's wedged in between the rim and the backboard. Very rare occurrence in a high school basketball game. Happens a lot in recreation league, I could tell you that. Hofer back out to Shackleton. Comes with the left hand. But he's on the right side now, waiting for some offense to clear. Back up top for White. White fakes the pass, drives in, kicks it back. Shackleton the hanging. No, he's going to dump it inside. Shot blocked by Matzel on a shot by Hofer. Matzel recovers. One dribble off to Kozak. Kozak fakes the pass up the left side. Now he comes to the top of the key. Drives in over to Walters. Walters dribbling off to Kozak. 25 on the shot clock. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. 29-28, Sydney by one. And they trail by as many as 10. Kozak meets a bounce pass to Matzel way out on top of the key. Nice give and go to Matzel, and the layup is good. They've done that twice successfully. And they've done it once unsuccessfully, but Matzel 2 for 3 on those layups. Great commitment off the double team by, this time, Walters. 31-28. There's a pass that Matzel almost stole on the wing. Takes a couple of steps up to the Sydney student section. 1:32 left on the third quarter clock. Sydney now 31-28, and Austin McCarroll checks into the ballgame, replacing Hunter Sowersby. And there's also a substitution. Looks like Kurt Haycook's returned. And again, that's the 5 versus 3. Uh-oh, Hofer looks back, did not see the pass come into him. He could legally go back behind half court, though, because nobody had touched it on the inbounds pass. Smart play there to cover up that error. And Haycook with a reverse layup that didn't hit anything. Walters wrestling free. The All-State football player wrestles that ball free. So Sydney up by 3 with the ball. Matzel to the right for Walter. Walter's open for a three-pointer, and it's off the rim. Chasing in the corner is Matzel. He's going to take a couple of steps up the other bleacher. Good hustle. But that shot was off the mark, and UV takes control with a minute to play in the third quarter.
Quickly up the court. Here comes a running one-hander by Shackleton that misses short. The rebound out to Kozak. Kozak crossing over, driving it. Oh, he takes a tumble and is fouled on the way in. There have been a few guards for both teams with bodies on the floor. That's Nate Shackleton's second foul on the junior. So two subs coming in from Matt Osborne's team. Nate Mackey, who's a starter, he's got 3 points. And number 20 is Kyle King, a sophomore. Pass comes out to Walters with 48 seconds to go. Sydney will work this possession against the zone defense, a 2-3. Ever since Syracuse had the success, I think more high school teams have gone to it. McCarroll, they keep swinging it on the perimeter. Walters, cross-court over to Kozak. He fires one up, and this time it's good for three. Bill Kozak, now with 7 points, hits his first three-pointer. 34-28, largest lead of the game for Sydney. 18 seconds to go. It's Mackey at the top of the key for UV. Drives in, runner up, short, mats it with a rebound. Sydney's got time to put it up. Kozak looks at the clock, goes ahead to Walters. Walters spots up for three, off the rim. McCarroll with a rebound and a shot. Cruz tried to tip it in, no avail. But Sydney, with a charge of points at the end of that quarter, taking their largest lead of the game at 34-28, so we'll have an exciting fourth quarter ahead. It's live Tri-Town High School basketball from Sydney on WCDO.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Navy at Sydney on one of our more exciting games of the season. Remember, BG Unitigo was filled with points. This game not filled with points. It's more about defense and possessions. But Sydney, as far as 10 down in the first half, now have a 6-point lead to start the second half. Looks like as Sydney has the ball, there is an illegal screen set by Joe Matzel. Matzel's second foul. It's an offensive foul. And Damian Zimmer is in the game with Brandon Walters, Bill Kozak, Joe Matzel, and Mike Cruz. The lineup they had for Sydney in the third quarter worked to a 16-6 advantage and a 6-point lead, or 6-point lead of 34-28. Nate Shackleton, Nate Mackey, Justin Hofer, Kurt Haycook, David Dufresne in the game. Hofer, nice move to get free on the left side, but he ran out of room on that left block and shot hit the side of the backboard. And the ball's turned over to Sydney. Zimmer takes the inbounds pass right back to Cruz. Off to Kozak. I don't think Mike Cruz was expecting that pass back. And now Kozak's over half court, and Sydney starts the offense. Kozak, crossover dribble to Walters. Walters hard to the foul line. Looks back to Kozak, goes instead to the left side. And there's Damian Zimmer. Zimmer goes back door on the pick and roll to Walters. Shot blocked by Dufresne. Good block. Ofer up ahead for UV, and a runner that misses off the back of the rim, but Shackleton rebounds. Wide open is Haycook for three, but it's an air ball. Shackleton tried to save it. Or Hofer tried to save it, sorry. Good hustle by UV, but the three-pointer was short. And Coach Osborne takes another timeout. 34-28 is our score, 6:48 to go in this ballgame. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff, combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas, to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
I need to make a correction on statistics for Sydney. Before the game, I was quoting stats. They were averaging 68 points a game, three guys in double figures, etc. That's league games. I should go over all games. They're averaging 60.6. And only Bill Kozak at 14.1 is their leading scorer. So they get the ball against the press coming out of that timeout. Brandon Walters, they're going to double-team the ball handler at one point between for the UV defense. Kozak's going to drive in a wide-open court for him to score the layup. They spread the offense out so much that Kozak skittered through the zone and made the layup virtually unguarded. Dufresne passes down low, picked off by Walters. Boy, who do you... I can think of 10 guys right now that are eligible for this Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. There's Kozak spotting up at the elbow, and his offense has now hit high gear. 11 points to lead all scorers, 38-28, and now Sydney leads by 10. So the Storm, a little frustrated. You could see it on their faces, but they're not giving up. They're still moving their motion offense. Hofer for three, but it's short. Rebound collected by Brandon Walters. Kozak up ahead to a wide-open Zimmer, but the pass is a little too far. Kozak used to receiving passes like that, not making them. Zimmer tried to catch it before it went out of bounds. Didn't happen. Shackleton comes out, replaced by Nick White. So he and... let's see, Hofer and Mackey and Haycook and Dufresne are in there for UV right now. Sydney staying in man-to-man. No reason to go anywhere else with that. Mackey into the corner for Haycook. Driving baseline. Kicks it back to White. Got the ball blocked and off of Sydney because the shot was blocked and nobody else touched it. I think White wanted to pass it right back to his teammate. Sydney by 10, 38-28, 5:27 to play in this game. Dufresne for three, and it's off the back of the rim. Nice box out by Cruz because the ball came all the way out to the foul line, and he boxed out Dufresne for the rebound. Now the give and go with Walters driving hard over to Kozak, and he gets flattened by Dufresne, and they hug. Tell you what, it's a hard game between these guys. Very aggressive, but there's no animosity at all. It's a great high school game in that regard. They're both respecting, or both teams are respecting the others. Gotta like that. 38-28, 5:14 to go. Sydney by 10 after trailing by 10. Billy Kozak, the only double-figure scorer in this game. Inbounds to Brandon Walters. Sydney will spread that 2-3 zone out again. Matzel comes out to the elbow. To Kozak for three. Lights it up again! Well, somebody's found the mark. Bill Kozak, for sure, his second three-pointer. He's got 14 overall. And it's now a 13-point lead. Driving in Haycook. Oh, he got hooked on the shot. He'll get an easy two shots here. That's going to go on Walters. Brandon Walters now picks up his fourth. And the clock stops with 4:51 to play. And at the line will be Kurt Haycook with 5 points. He's 1-for-2 from the line. And the southpaw nails the first shot for the first points for UV in this quarter. Ward and Sowersby return for Sydney, replacing Cruz and Walters. Second shot is good. So
Matt Osborne asked for time again. 4:51, as we said. Score 41-30, Sydney by 11. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of Live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
At the conclusion of tonight's ballgame, have the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. One award is starting to become a little clear in the crystal ball, but the defense award remains a mystery because it could go to any of seven or eight young men here tonight. That's going to be a real challenge. That's one where I'd like to see the team stats before I make the decision. There aren't stats that I can cite. It's more of the impression I get over the game. Sometimes I'm spot on. The coach will go, yeah, that was a good choice, and sometimes it's not, but we take what we get. Sowersby, possibly a backcourt. I think he got away with one there as he took the long pass from the front court into the backcourt. Referees must not have caught that. Sowersby driving in hard on the left side will be called for the travel. I believe he was going for the fake. So back it comes to UV, trailing by 11, 4:36 to go. Sydney with the pressure now. Here comes Haycook avoiding Matzel. And Matzel now gets into the passing lane and steals the ball. It was a pass intended for David Dufresne. Nice defense by Joe Matzel that time. And Sydney will spread the UV defense out again. Something that they've done the last couple of years. There's Kozak again spotting up. This time misses short. Rebound by Hofer. He leads a 3-on-2. And it is a nice play by Nate Mackey. A nice driving layup. Kozak, long pass to Zimmer. To the left side, Sowersby to Matzel. Quick pass. And the basket, 43-32. Big play for Sydney because it keeps them up by 11. 3:44 to play. You've kept Hofer in check with 5 points. He averages 15. Sowersby on the defense there. Hofer trying to get free, and they hand it off to him. He drives in on Sowersby. Ward with a help defense. Missed the shot. Matson with a rebound, but yanked out of his hands literally by Nick White. Nick White's first basket of the night. He's got 6 points. 43-34. Ward up ahead to Zimmer. Zimmer not in any hurry. They pass it outside the arc, well outside the arc, to Bill Kozak, approaching the three-minute mark. Kozak again sees the daylight, but misses the left-handed layup. Matson comes in from behind and swats it away. I think he was more than anything just keeping the ball out of the UV Storm's hands with that one so they could set up their press. 3 minutes to play. Stolen by Kozak, and now Matzel. Driving hard is Zimmer, and he's got the basket, and he's fouled. Well, Sydney is not laying down on this one. Foul on Justin Hofer, his first. So Zamian Zimmer will be at the line. He's got 8 points. Going to try to make it 9. Nate Shackleton returns to the UV lineup. Zimmer's shot is good. And Sydney coach Mike Brzee now wants a timeout. Sydney's largest lead of the game right now at 46-34 with 2:48 to play in this ballgame. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey at Sydney High School. We were back-to-back games. The girls last night of Unadilla Valley showing their superiority in a 57-31 win over Sydney, although the Lady Warriors kept it within 5 points at halftime. It was a shutout for UV in the third quarter, not allowing a Sydney point to be scored. Winning that one 57-31. UV boys took a 15-5 lead early in this ball game. Sydney fought their way back, changed some personnel, and they now lead by 12, 46-34. Sydney will pressure UV, possibly trying to create turnovers, but more importantly, trying to make them take a longer time on possession. Sowersby almost stole the ball from Hofer. Hofer, in an impossible angle, got the ball close to the rim on a driving layup. He went up and under. Matzel called for the foul. That'll be his third. And Hofer will come to the line. Justin shut out in this second half, held to 5 points. It's up and short. Unadilla Valley built their lead, going 6-for-10 in the first quarter. Nutt had a lot of shots since then. Hofer makes the second one. He's got 6 points. A press break with a long pass for Sydney. Very successful, and they'll air it out again. Kozak, they're going to set up a modified four corners. Kozak at the three-point area. Starts to drive, goes off to Zimmer. Zimmer with a left hand, he's a left-hander. Driving in, off the glass, blocked by Dufresne. Matson with an offensive pull away. He got the ball back. 2:10 to play, but there's no shot clock reset. It's 6 seconds. Kozak driving in, scoop to the hoop. Oh, it rolled in and out. It was one of those body English things. He was a little too far out to make it a graceful layup, but he still almost got that ball in there. So a move you'd see in a game of horse, maybe. Kozak at the line for the first time tonight, misses. He's got two of the three Sydney three-pointers. Neither team is in the bonus, so this is a legit two-shot foul. Second one too hard off the back of the rim. Kozak, he came into this game shooting 4-for-4 from the foul line, so he was 0-for-2 there. It is Dufresne popping it for three. Oh, it looked good from the takeoff, but it just hit the front of the rim, bounced twice, and came up. Hofer for three from the left baseline, or left corner, rather, no good. Matzel with another rebound. Joe Matzel's been a rebounding machine in this second half, both offensively and defensively. Minute 33 to go. Sydney by 11, 46-35. Zimmer. One-hand bounce pass to Matzel. Dufresne broke that pass up, recovered by Kurt Haycook. Nice work for those guys. Pass down low. Oh, Shackleton getting ahead of himself there, zipping a pass along the blocks to Haycook, and it went right past him. So the inbounds pass. Nice hustle again by Shackleton. This time a near steal. The lazy inbounds pass intended for Kozak. Shackleton almost stole it. Ward will now inbound and go deep to Zimmer. A bounce, and Zimmer catches up to it in front of the city bench, and they keep possession. One receiver to another. 1:09 left in the game, and the shot clock will just wind down. And there's an illegal screen on Mike Ward, apparently. I'm watching the ball, so I didn't see it. Now there's a technical foul on Coach Matt Osborne. Not sure. Of course, with a headset on, I can't hear what a lot of these guys are saying. So I don't know whether it was a sarcastic response to that or what. But because that was an offensive foul on Ward, there's no shooting for Unadilla Valley. It can only be a shot on the Sydney side, and it'll be taken by Damian Zimmer. And it's good. So he's now got 10. Sydney, 12-point lead. He'll get a second one, and then Sydney will get the ball back. Second shot is also good. So 11 points for Damian Zimmer, and on the side, on the half court, far side away from us, Kozak will inbound. Ward comes off, subbed in by Brandon Walters. Kozak to Walters on the inbounds, guarded closely by Kurt Haycook. Zimmer's got it on the right wing, far out from the arc. 24 on the shot clock. No hurry for Sydney right now to score. Just taking the time off the clock, down to 48 seconds. Kozak on the left wing. Driving in, he kicks it back to Walters. Walters got a shot blocked by Dufresne. Walters, though, recovers it in the far corner. Nice job there. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Zimmer going to drive in, puts it up off the glass. It's good, but waved off on a travel. Waved off on a travel, so Zimmer does not hit the magic this time. Oh, that was a great shot that banked in. 48-35, largest lead now is 13. Sydney continuing the pressure with 30 seconds to go, not making it easy for UV. Driving in is Shackleton, off and just off the rim. Kozak rebounds for Sydney. Down to 18 seconds. And they'll dribble out. Oh, near steal. Oh, Shackleton with a steal. Hands it right off to Hofer. Hofer spins out of trouble. Gives it back. Shackleton for three. And it's short. Oh, Dufresne nearly jammed the ball in. Bill Kozak hit the deck right in front of us. I don't know if he was pushed there or what. And Zimmer now is stretching his leg. Oh, no, it's not Zimmer. It's Hunter Sowersby. He might have cramped up on his leg because he's stretching the calf. And neither official saw the knockdown on Kozak. I don't know. At this point, it just looks like a cramp. I don't know if it's a Charlie horse or what, but they're trying to stretch the calf out. 1.3 seconds to go. And they'll let Sydney inbound it and be done with it. Sowersby now limps off. He's smiling, so I think he's going to be all right. But the game comes to an end with a score 48-35. Sydney did not put a lot of points on the board, but they bunched them together when necessary and get the win tonight over a very tough and gritty Unadilla Valley Storm team, 48-35. So stick around. We'll have our post-game show coming up on your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at mengeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back to WCDO and our post-game show following Sydney's 48-35 come-from-behind win over the Unadilla Valley Storm. And our post-game show on WCDO brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. And by Meng Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Well, coming into this game, you had two teams that had played as many outside-the-conference games as inside-the-conference game. They were both 3-0, and once the game started, it was all about defensive intensity because the points were hard to come by on both sides. We suddenly had a tie at 3 and a tie at 5, and then Unadilla Valley worked its way up to 10 points unanswered. They finished the quarter at 13-5. They extended it to 15-5. Sydney did work their way back to trail by 4 at the half, 22-18, a very, very low-scoring game for these two clubs. Sydney made some defensive changes in the second half, offensive changes too, I guess, putting in Damian Zimmer and Mike Ward into the lineup in the second half. Paid off immediately with Damian Zimmer having four of his 11 points in the third quarter. Mike Ward had his only basket of the game in that quarter. But more importantly, I think defensively became a spark plug. Joe Matzell went crazy with the rebounds, had five of his 9 points in that quarter. So all in all, a 16-6 turnaround. And that's where the turnaround was for the Sydney Warriors. And then UV just found it hard. They had balanced scoring throughout the game and just could not get their go-to guys to score a lot of points. In fact, they had six guys score in the first quarter. They'll make that five in the first quarter, six by the first half. It was those six guys that ended up with all the points. Nobody had more than seven. So let's recap that. Unadilla Valley's Kurt Haycook was their leading scorer. He had two baskets, 3 for 4 up in the line for 7 points. Leading scorer Justin Hofer, averaging 15 a game, was held to 6 tonight. 2 for 4 from the free throw line, just 2 field goals, 6 points overall. Nick White off the bench went 4 for 6 from the line, had a basket late in the game. He finished with 6. Same for the freshman David Dufresne. I see lots of good things happening on his end. He scored 6 points, including a three-pointer. But, boy, is he a jumping jack, and as a freshman, he's got all kinds of potential. He played with a lot of court sets tonight, and he played with a lot of sportsmanship. I got to give him credit. He had knocked over a couple of guys inadvertently and made sure they got right up. So hats off to that young man. Nate Shackleton with 5 points all in the second quarter. The guy never stopped moving. He was a speed demon, defensively very intense. Finishing with those 5 points. And then Nate Mackey, another starter, he finishes with 5 points in the ballgame. So you had six guys score between 5 and 7 points. That's as balanced as it gets, but just not enough, totaling 35 points. They had 10 2-pointers, one three-pointer, and then 12 for 19 from the foul line, including 6 of 10 in the first quarter. For Sydney, they also were balanced, but then it seems like Damian Zimmer and Bill Kozak rose to the occasion in the second half. At the end of the first half with 18 points, nobody for Sydney had more than 4, and that was Bill Kozak, who just could not find the range in the three-point zone. So he went inside and scored a couple of jump shots from about the foul line. Third quarter, that all changed. He hit a three-pointer and then went crazy in the fourth quarter with another three and a couple of twos in a row, missed his two free throws, but finishes with a game-high 14. Damian Zimmer, likewise, came in with 2 points starting the second half, had 9 of his 11 in the second half, including 5 for 5 from the free-throw line. He finished 5 for 8. Hunter Sowersby, a basket in the second and third quarters each, finishing with 4. Nick Mina played just a few seconds in the first half, did not score. Mike Ward with a basket for 2. Brandon Walters hit an early 3 that put Sydney up, or that tied the score at 3. That's what he finished with. Mike Cruz with a basket early on. He finishes with 2. Austin McCarroll hit the 3 in the second quarter when Sydney was starting their comeback. He finishes with 3. Joe Matzell with a ton of rebounds and 9 points overall, 7 of those in the second half. I didn't make the totals yet, so let me do that. Maybe you can work along with me here. Anybody keeping score at home? Does anybody really keep score at home? I don't know. 2 and 3 and 5 is 10 and 5 is 15. So that's 15 two-pointers. There were 4 three-pointers. That makes 30, and 12 is 42. Hopefully we got 6 free throws. Yep, 6 for 14. Don't make that 6 for 12. A rousing 50% for Sydney Shooters tonight, 48 points and all. So, yay, things did add up. All right, our MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight, no question about it, it's Bill Kozak. 14 points, not just the high score tonight, but it's the way those points were scored. When it was still a close game, he scored, I think he scored four shots in a row, 2 3-pointers and 2 2-pointers, and that's what you call instant offense, and that's what you call getting it done in a close game. When Sydney spread out the offense, and UV, who had played such hard man-to-man, wound up spreading it out with a 2-3 zone, that's where Kozak took over, found the seams in the defense, drove in, and scored a couple of different layups, and really took it to the storm defensively. So Kozak with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award for tonight. And as I started to ponder the Bang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, it became very clear to me that one of the reasons that UV did not get in an offensive groove was, first of all, the man-to-man defense by Sydney, where they shared the responsibilities with help and all that, and, of course, the good deny defense. But it was one player that held another player down, and Hunter Sowersby was primarily responsible for guarding UV's top scorer, Justin Hofer, and holding him to 6 points. And I watched the isolation between those two wherever I could, even though they might not have had the ball. Hofer had to work to get shots. He had to work just to get the ball, and that's a testament to the ability of Hunter Sowersby playing very good denied defense and just sticking to Hofer like glue. So Hunter Sowersby will win our Dynamic Defense Award sponsored by Mang Insurance. So that actually wound up pretty easy. So that'll do it for the weekend of UV versus Sydney basketball games. Sydney will now go on to Afton to take on the Afton Crimson Knights in a Coaches versus Cancer quadruple header. That was our first Sydney boys game, by the way, of the season. We'll do another Sydney girls game Tuesday night when they take on Afton. It'll be an early start time now, scheduled for 6 o'clock, but we're going to say 6 o'clock Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show with a 6:15 scheduled start. I would not be surprised if it starts a little bit later. But as much as I'd love to have you listening or logging on, if you're anywhere near Afton, I'd love to have you at the game because it's going to be a Coaches versus Cancer fundraiser put on by the folks at Afton with Sydney in cahoots there. They're joining in the celebration. There's going to be special T-shirts. I think there's going to be some pink shoelaces. If you're coming to the game and you have anything lavender, please wear lavender. I actually have a lavender golf shirt. I'm going to don that for the night. And then I'll host a half-court shot contest for fundraising for cancer, and that'll be after the girls' game and before the boys' game. So just a word out there, if you're in the Afton area and the weather does cooperate, that'll be Tuesday night. Again, start time, Chambers and O'Hara at 6 o'clock, and the tip-off at 6:15, Sydney at Afton Girls. So thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station for coming in on the weekend. Appreciate that very much. It was a very, very quick game, so we're out of here in a hurry. The final score once again, Sydney 48, Unadilla Valley 35. Warriors stay unbeaten in the MAC and go to 7-1 overall. And by the way, their makeup game against Fort Plain in the Cooperstown Dick White Championship will be 2 weeks from tonight on January the 19th. All right, for WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey, inviting you all to have a fantastic night.